This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The thought process involves clearing your mind and your soul. So we can have a little exercise in that right now. Ladies of the day, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horan, Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen. Yes, your mind should be open and clear. Should be. That's the instrumental word there. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Hopefully we bring some enlightenment into your life. A couple of days ago, I was reading a story about the things to keep in mind when you buy an electric car or an electric vehicle, pickup trucks, that sort of thing that are around now. The sales of EVs have gone through the roof because of the price of gasoline. In the last month and a half or so, we were talking about the war in Ukraine. It's been going on for a little more than a month. And almost immediately after it started, the price of gasoline went bananas. And it still is. I got actually a tank full yesterday for $3.99. That's the cheapest it's been for a couple of months. And there are people who, it's $4 most everywhere except California, where it's $5 and approaching $6.
No, yeah. It's been $6.40. And this is, it's not just, I know it's easy to say it was the war and that didn't help, but the gas prices were really high before that too. And it's only made it worse. And I guess now Biden's saying he's going to start releasing a million barrels from the strategic reserves every single day. Mm-hmm. Not a good idea. I mean, that's one thing that you can do temporarily, but he's already done that twice and it hasn't had much impact. So I don't.
Well, the market projections for this, though, are actually reading on Market Watch this morning. Even just the news of him releasing barrels brought down the crude oil prices. So,
well, what's really brought down oil prices? I think this is over the fact that they're locking down Shanghai is what really has brought down gas prices over the last week. Is that the future?
Why would that affect it?
Because of the use that China has for the energy markets. China's use is down, which means
Because of COVID there. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, back to the electric cars. The waiting line now, because they're not producing that many, they're touting it, but they're not ready to produce the electric vehicles in mass because they don't have the resources. They don't have the bad stuff to make batteries. They don't have a lot of stuff. So people are ordering electric vehicles thinking they're going to get them. All the ads for the major auto companies now have you buying them. Go to your dealer and order them and get the car you want. Well, that's because
for China.
Yeah, it's again.
And
we're back
for the fossil fuels business, by the way. I love that people always say get those electric vehicles, but the amount of fossil fuels that it takes to actually create the energy to charge those cars
up—it's a joke. It really is. People just are so they fall into this sort of thing, and just listen. You do what you want to do. I have no interest in owning an electric car, no matter what.
I don't know how I ever could. I mean, I don't. Yeah. I like the car I have, but how could I, as an apartment dweller? How is everyone in New York City? I mean, I lived in New York for a long time. What are you going to do? People park their cars on the streets. Like, how is that even going to work?
So the creativity or the wonder of the human brain, especially American ingenuity. There's a new kind of oil that is made from algae. I don't know if you've seen this or not. There are different, we have, remember on the farm when I used to, you probably don't, Jay and Victoria, but Jennifer will remember when I had several seasons of taking oil from fryers. I'd go around to the restaurants in town.
French fry.
And pick
oil.
Up the oil. Yeah, French fry oil. And I made fuel
People
out of it.
People ran their cars on that. That was like a big thing. Mandy Moore was famous for having her car smell like French fries.
We go down the road, everybody thought I was serving fish on the tractor. So, at any rate, there have been a lot of attempts over the years, and this is good. Scientists now looking at algae to create an oil that has, it's not perfect, but it's yet another thing. Yesterday, a jet flew, and I forget the airline, a 777 on not fossilized fuel. some kind of fuel, synthetic fuel. Now, I don't know if I want to be the first one to go up in a plane that's not using regular jet fuel, but it's they sort of done research, and they're combining a lot of vegetable oils into some kind of a fuel that'll be fuel efficient and also good for the planet. I think they're a long ways off, but it's interesting that there are airlines that are trying this sort of thing. And truck companies as well, trucking companies, they're getting slammed. Can you imagine being a trucker and an independent trucker at that and have a contract, let's say, that's good for a year with, for example, Amazon Prime? They don't have their own trucks. They're trying to find independent drivers to just because they've grown so fast. They bought all these trailers, but they don't have any trucks because you can't manufacture trucks fast enough. It's the same thing in the truck business as it is in the car business. You can't buy them new. So the used truck market and the trucks that are being bought and used, in this case for Amazon, they're trying to find ways to, fuel up. If you're an independent guy and you based a contract with somebody for a year on $4 fuel and it's now $6, what do? You go out of business, actually, is what you do, unless you can talk to people, if they're smart enough to know that if it isn't, everybody's going to face the same problem, so you better deal with it. And that isn't the only thing. When you look at the prices, I was just looking at an overview. A friend of mine's a real estate dealer, and we were talking about this last night. We're talking about doing some stuff here in town, and he lives in the wintertime in Palm Springs, and he did come home, and he was talking about the way the neighborhoods, the cost of going, of trying to find a rental in that part of the world or any part of the world where there's a lot of population. I found I ran into the same thing. So I didn't go to California this winter because it's too expensive. So he then was talking about they did a survey. Apparently he works with Coldwell Banker, which is the biggest of the real estate franchises in the country. And they're talking about Tampa. Oh my God. Google it. What people are paying for apartments, one bedroom, two bedroom apartments down there in various neighborhoods, Northeast Tampa especially. I don't know what's going on in Tampa, but I know it's become the most expensive place to, in terms of increase in rent.
Of Tom Brady and Gronk, right?
Well, I don't know. I was just looking at an ad for a studio apartment in a really, I worked down there for a while, so I know St. Petersburg, I know Clearwater, I know Tampa. And this is a lousy neighborhood that has a studio apartment for $1,300. I don't know. No, the wages in Tampa are not that good. $1,300 for
how many square feet is it?
Like 200.
Good grief.
No, it's gotta be more than that.
Okay, you want to go check it out?
New York studio apartments are small, but they're bigger than 200 square feet. That's 20 by 10.
Rents in Tampa have gone up 28% in the last year. The average in single-family, like one-bedroom condo units to rent was $1,561 last year. It's $1,999 as of last month. That's the average. Now, that's a hell of an increase, 28% in 1 year. Wow. And again, what is there?
It's happening everywhere.
It's not that close to Orlando. It takes you 2 hours to drive there. I was there for Ken's daughter's Miss Florida competition. I've been in St. Petersburg for years. Matter of fact, all they do is bring back bad memories because that's where Charlotte died. And I'd forgotten about it until I drove over the bridge. And so I guess I don't have a warm place in my heart for Tampa anyway. I didn't even before that. I never really enjoyed being there when I was working there. It stuck out as being someplace that nobody really wanted to go to. There were a lot of people living there, and but I use that as an example of how the rents are going up and who's going to be able to afford them. That's the question. I really think it'll all come out in the wash, I guess. Speaking of things that come out in the wash, NASA astronaut Mark Vendehai, is that how you pronounce the name? Vendehai? I think it is. Vendehai?
Sure.
He and the Russians came back to Earth this week, 355 consecutive days in space. The two, they were not getting along, apparently, so they decided to bring him back early. Did you hear that story? Mm-hmm. They were back and forth about, there were two Russians. What's that, Jen?
What was the problem? What was the juice?
The Russians and the Americans talking about Yugoslavia. I mean,
Ukraine.
You know, the Ukraine. Yeah, that was the problem. And they came back on a Russian spacecraft. They landed in Kazakhstan on Wednesday night. So you got to, and then they all went their separate ways. But that's another one. I mean, regardless of the Russians being involved with Ukraine, here we spend 50, every time we send somebody up, $53 million, the Russians charge us, to bring one person up to the space station. I don't even know who's up there now. But that's, you know, that's a whole different story about how bad leadership led to really bad decisions on this. The fact that we stopped the shuttle is cost us hundreds of billions of dollars because of just, we don't want to do this anymore. We're going to save money. So they ended up paying the Russians more money than what it cost us to keep them going. And why would we be supporting the Russians? Never mind what's going on in Ukraine. Why would we be giving $53 million to the Russians every time we send somebody up in space when we had our own fleet and we grounded it?
We love to do, isn't it?
That is,
love
so,
to pay other
what
people.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't even understand how these people
well,
think.
Well, didn't that kind of start because George Bush needed to pay for the Iraq War?
Yeah, right. That's exactly you know. When the NASA budget got cut. Yeah. Then Obama cut it more. The
yeah,
DJV,
well, the recession, sure, yeah.
Yeah. DJV download. The focus on the current latest one is songs that make me cry. And then we have the focus on Hilaria Baldwin and her foolishness with the seventh child. Boy, did I see a lot of people talking about that yesterday. What a big phony she is. Not that it wouldn't have been the case before, but...
I believe then, that Alec Baldwin came out and supported Will Smith, too. Did I see that? Did I dream that? I believe that is true.
You know, I think I saw that, too.
I haven't seen that, but what did he say?
He just said he was with him.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up. I heard it really in passing, but I think that he came out with some message of support.
Yeah. All right, anyway, today's episode of the DJV program. Every day you can hear the whole show all day long, if you want, at djvshow.com, the whole show. Or you can get the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Check that out. 18 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch, give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now in the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Jay. Victoria here to bring you through our day. Jay has been scouring the social media. Are you affected? We were talking earlier, Jay, about Facebook and all of the anomalies that are faced, that are affected, or people affected, and businesses affected. Now they're trying to discredit certain candidates. Wasn't that the story, Victoria, with advertising that they're buying? They're trying to get
TikTok. Well, they hired a firm, like a black ops kind of firm, that basically goes out and discredits people, and they did that with TikTok, because TikTok is their number one competition at Facebook.
So how much, that leads me to ask you, Jay, how much attention is paid in terms of social media to the things that are on TikTok, which is mostly all a video form of expression, is it not?
Yeah, well, a lot, because you can take whatever you're posting to TikTok and post it to your other social media platforms. So if you go to Instagram, you'll see not just the Instagram Reels, which an Instagram is owned by Meta, Facebook's parent company, but you'll see a lot of the TikTok logo, because people are creating content on TikTok and then just using that content to post on the rest of their socials.
Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of interesting to see how everything kind of overlaps there. And my comment was that if the Biden administration is serious, and I think they are, I want to give them credit for that, to breaking up these big businesses, first place I'd go, we were talking about agriculture, which needs to have a real serious slap in the face when it comes to who's controlling our food supply. But the other thing is social media and how much Facebook controls. Instagram, what are the other companies that they control? They want to buy TikTok, but what else do they don't control Twitter, right?
No, Twitter is its own entity.
On its own.
I wouldn't count on seeing it broken up, though. As much as people like to talk about that, do you know how much money Facebook put into the last election?
They are very powerful
with donations. They set up a lot of offices for the Democrat Party that allowed them to collect and ballot harvest. I mean, they call him Zuck Bucks, basically, because he was so prominent and prevalent in the election.
And
so
he's
it's
such
hard.
A jerk.
You know, that's how big business stays around and stays afloat.
Well, that's Citizens United. That's the whole culprit right there. Yep. All right, Jay, what's the story about this homesick dog who was in and out of daycare, doggy daycare? I have one of those on my farm. What happened here?
Yeah, this dog, his name's Dexter, he escaped, and this happened in Kansas. His owner was in Las Vegas, and the owner got a notification from the Ring doorbell camera that somebody was at the front door. So he logs in, and he looks, and he sees it's his fur baby who escaped from daycare, ran 2 miles to get back home. There was a blizzard coming, so the owner was able to talk to the dog, keep him calm, keep him there, most importantly, until a friend was able to come and pick up the dog and then take it to their house.
That's really sweet.
Poor dog, especially with the blizzard coming, this story could have ended.
Did you guys hear about the flamingo?
The 2 mile walk home? It could have been hit by a car. I mean, my God.
Yeah. So
what about the pink flamingo?
Did you hear about the flamingo who escaped the Kansas City Zoo in 2005, and they just found it in Texas? This week.
How did they know one flamingo was the same as another flamingo?
It was tagged, or somehow they were able to. But they called him Pink Floyd, and he was spotted 17 years after he escaped the zoo.
Pink Floyd.
He went south for warm weather.
That's it. That's a good, not a bad idea, actually. 28 past the hour, you're listening to the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, once.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As more evidence from Hunter Biden's laptop surfaces, the White House defends President Biden's claim that his son Hunter Biden did not make any money from Communist China and did not do anything unethical with his business dealings overseas.
We absolutely stand by the president's comment, and I would point you to the reporting on this that we gave to the Washington Post, who worked on this story. But as you know, I don't speak for Hunter Biden, so there's not more I can say on that.
The Washington Post confirmed several reports that a Chinese energy conglomerate paid nearly $5 million to Hunter Biden and President Biden's brother Most Russian forces have withdrawn from Chernobyl, the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster in April of 1986. Russia's invading force handed control over to Ukraine personnel. Ukraine's Energotom Energy said the Russian occupiers received significant doses of radiation in the soil from the 86 meltdown and panicked at the first sign of illness. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson worked with some detainees at Guantanamo Bay during her time as a federal public defender. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he will not vote for Judge Jackson because he believes her past writings have accused the United States of war crimes.
That is not about defending somebody. That is an activist approach to the war on terror.
He says he is troubled with Judge Jackson's work on allowing a Guantanamo Bay detainee to challenge his detention. The Supreme Court has ruled that foreign detainees do have that right. The body of a missing Nevadan has been found.
The body of 18-year-old Naomi Irian was found in a remote part of northern Nevada Tuesday, more than 2 weeks after the woman had been abducted outside a Reno Walmart, waiting for a shuttle to take her to her job. The Sheriff's Department followed up on a tip that led them to Churchill County, where a body was found. On Wednesday, the remains were confirmed. 41-year-old Troy Driver was held on $750,000 bail for allegedly kidnapping Irian on March 12th. He was caught on surveillance footage driving off in her 1992 Mercury Sable. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California's eviction moratorium is being extended for 3 months. State lawmakers approving an emergency bill that moves the end date to June 30th. Rent relief payments will be distributed to tenants who have been hit hard financially because of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour, I'm Doug. Jennifer's here, Victoria's here, Jay's here, thankfully. So let's give you a shot in the arm as to, not literally, although some people are getting those COVID booster shots. Speaking of that, I've seen the Biden administration's info, this new COVID.gov website. Have you gone there, ladies? COVID.gov, intended to be a...
surprise you. I have not. Have you?
I'm shocked. I just did now because I just saw this information here. It has all the info on vaccines and testing and masks. Wouldn't you think if this would have been done 2 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, didn't we have COVID.gov?
Hello?
I feel like this is not new. I almost thought we were back in.
But why now? I mean, this is the perfect example of government being out to lunch. This is, we're at the end of a 2-year cycle. Why the heck didn't they do this?
But a lot of years ago. I mean, I know no one wants to hear this, but you know, there could be another surge in the fall, and that's kind of where all the scientists are pointing. So I think this is actually a good thing because it's a one-stop shopping.
I don't disagree with that at all, Victoria. I just want to know where they've been for the last 2 years. Why didn't this get started when the Trump administration was in, or why didn't when Biden walked through the door?
I honestly thought this already existed.
I did too. I guess.
This did exist. This did exist to some extent. So now when you go on the homepage, it's masks, vaccines, treatment, and testing. So it's all right there in one hub. In the past, every state had their own website that was dedicated to. However, some states didn't really take a hands-on approach to COVID, and other states did, and so every state was kind of left to do their own thing. I think this is better to have one central spot.
I don't disagree with any of that.
And sent
except
to you.
It should have been done a long time ago. Monday morning quarterbacking being what it is. And now, there seems to be a problem with money. The money that the government has put forth to pay for vaccines is almost gone. And now there's a demand from some corners for COVID number 4. And apparently there's no money to pay for it. Yeah. So where is that going to
Congress
leave?
They won't fund it anymore. I don't know. I think
let's
it's dangerous.
Let's not say that. It's that they've tied things together with the
right, all these bills, stuff. The same old
Nobody's capable of just voting on line items anymore. They always have to have these big omnibus bills. And that's hurting people. It's hurting multiple government departments. It's hurting a lot of people directly because Congress can't seem, or whoever is running things can't seem to figure out that we can do things one at a time. Not everything has to be attached as in a gotcha moment.
So has anybody done any deep dive into Evusheld? Is that how you pronounce it? Evusheld, which is supposedly this new drug that's being put forth to help those people who are at risk, serious risk, because their immune system is compromised. It's called Evusheld. I would have thought it would be called Evusheld, but apparently they left out the I. Doctors think that this is a good idea, but they don't know that much about it, so they're not prescribing it yet. And this is partially, again, back to, if you look at COVID.gov, you can find some info about it, and maybe this is part of the whole problem with not having money. And that's why not a lot of people haven't thought about it yet. Doctors are, though. So you got to wonder, what's next? Is the federal government going to fund all of this stuff? The insurance companies don't usually fund things like this. They may pay for them, but they don't fund them. So what the heck? In Massachusetts, there are no more mass vaccination or testing sites open. They've been shut down as of this week. So I wonder if that's where other states are going to go as well. Is that what are they doing in New Jersey, Victoria? Do you know?
They shut down all the mega sites for vaccines and testing and stuff. So now you can go into. I don't remember if it's CVS or if it's a combination of pharmacies, but the whole test and treat thing that Biden announced is you can go in and if you test positive in the pharmacy, then they give you the pills right away, the antiviral stuff.
Really? Do you pay for them, or is they paid for by government program?
I think they're covered, but you may have to present your insurance card, so eventually it might be billed to your insurance, but I think the insurance has to cover it if you get treatment.
Yeah. I did that with because I thought the first shots were free, and you didn't show anything. You just went in and got a shot. And then the last round,
I had to show my insurance card.
Yeah,
I had to show my insurance info for all three shots.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't book it without it, so for CVS. I didn't pay anything out of pocket, but eventually they billed the insurance company.
Yeah, no, I didn't either. All right, speaking of drugs and testing and so forth and so on, the United States government, or I guess not just government workers, but workers in general working for public and private sector, have taken more drug tests since things, you know, blew up with COVID. More positive drug tests. That means that people are on drugs. and they can't do. A lot of companies send you to Quest to get a drug test, right? And they, you go in and you test positive. So are they kind of weakening on their stance because they need workers?
That could be a good question, especially when it comes to marijuana, because marijuana, even if it's not recreationally legal in your state, it's been decriminalized in so many states that it's not, you know, unless your company that you're applying for a job for, or if you're already there and they do random drug testing, unless they specifically say marijuana is cause for firing, I don't know how it's going to, you know, affect, but they found that that marijuana was in more than 6 million urine tests. So that was an increase of almost 9%. And cocaine is back in a major way. And so, like, it's like the 80s again with cocaine. So that's up 5% just in the last year. So, I mean, you know, people are going out again and people have money. Look, people who did well during the pandemic did really well. Mm-hmm. Wealthy people got really wealthy, and the super poor got even worse. And so, and people in the middle class, if you were lucky enough to not have to commute and pay for gas and tolls and mass transit, then you saved a lot of money there too. No one went on vacation. Some people bought jewelry. Other people bought drugs. It's, you know, that's what happened. It's very telling when you look back on these 2 years. I think they're going to be studied in classes for
also
a long time.
On the COVID front. There are a couple of studies out this week on what has happened to us as a people, and not only in America, but around the world. People are much more angry. People are much more distrustful. And
can we stop giving Will Smith a pass, though, because of COVID? I mean, that's something that I've seen a lot on social media.
Huh?
Oh, well, you know, it's typical of what happened with COVID. It's like, okay, super wealthy celebrities in Hollywood did not have the same kind of stresses. And, you know, lockdown was a vacation for them. So to say that that's why Will Smith snapped is because of COVID being...
Who's saying
you know,
that? I haven't seen that.
Oh, a lot
that
of people in social
ever.
Media. Yeah,
really?
A lot of people in social media. Absolutely.
Howard Stern said it was because of Trump.
Well, no, that's not what he said.
I think there's just a lack of accountability across the board of anywhere anymore.
How do you mean, Jay?
Well, it doesn't matter who you are. You just can't be acting
you can do
a
what
certain
you
way.
Want.
Yeah, you shouldn't be acting a certain way. It doesn't matter. Everybody has something going on in their lives. Everyone has stresses. And it doesn't matter how famous you are or normal person or how much money you have or how little money. Everybody's dealing with something, but that doesn't give anyone a free pass.
And people are felt more self-serving and selfish, I think, than they used to be. We've made everything the me culture. And so everybody, you know, sets up their own little bubble. And I don't know if they realize what they do affects other people. I don't know if people have empathy anymore. I don't know. I mean, I know everybody's capable of having a bad day, and I'm not saying that this is Will Smith, but I think it's indicative of the need for instant gratification now in our society. And it only matters what I want to do right now in this moment.
Me, it's all about me. Me. Yeah. So, hackers, Victoria, have stolen $600 million worth of crypto from some blockchain. It's a game, an online game called Axie Infinity. I don't know anything about that, but I saw this and thought, okay, now we're the big time. Crypto's hit the big time because people want to steal it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And apparently a lot of this is what confuses me is $600 million worth of cryptocurrency. How do they know that? How does anybody know what crypto is worth? I don't even, I tell
and
you.
How does someone rob a fake bank of fake money? How do we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a problem. It's very complicated, but all the NFTs have now got their own thing. Like, I don't know if you guys have heard of the Bored Ape Yacht Club. Like, that's a really big one. And each image is an NFT, and there's a lot of money, and you can only buy it with a certain crypto coin, the ape coin that they have. That's an example of like one of a million now. And so, you know, if these platforms don't have the correct cybersecurity and they're, you know, they're courting these types of computer literate people, Well, this is going to keep happening. If cybersecurity is everything, and when you invite in a large group of very digitally savvy people, you better have your butt covered, because these people are going to take advantage like this.
Figure it out. Yes, right. All right, from the sports desk, here's Biff Stefan with the latest from the NFL. Owners heard the complaints of the masses, and the overtime rules are changing to allow every team to have one possession before a winner is declared. Ben, I'm glad to see this. I was worried about this, weren't you?
I think that's actually
this
really
is
good
a really great. It's
yeah.
a really good thing.
Okay.
So
otherwise, your game's determined by a coin toss, and that's not fair.
Exactly. Yep.
All right, so that fixes that problem. That's it. Everybody's going to be happy now.
Well, and this also, if you think about it, too, it opens up a whole lot of betting opportunities. Because if one,
that's
you
why
know,
they did
sports
it,
betting is so big. Well, the NFL isn't necessarily benefiting from that. This is just the teams and the fans are furious that only one team gets a possession. The other team doesn't even get a chance to tie it up. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a ridiculous rule. Now, this is not going to happen in regular season games. This is only in playoff games where it's kind of more crucial.
Uh-huh. All right, you'll be happy to know that the Boston Red Stockings have announced games played at Fenway Park are going to be carbon neutral. I'm sure that'll happen at Dodger Stadium.
How is that
going to
be? How are they doing that?
How do they do that? Yeah. Well, I think they're dealing with a lot of different things, how they cook the hot dogs, much as anything else. The building itself. They've done this with a climate company called Aspiration. They're going to use a portion of ticket proceeds to purchase carbon offsets.
Oh, okay.
And so what they're going to
do
is...
they're not really changing Fenway. They're just buying
the money.
Good yeah. carbon stuff elsewhere.
Right.
Got
exactly.
it.
Okay. Yeah. This is an old, you know, Fenway Park's the oldest of all
it's
the
old.
Balls.
Yeah.
110 years old, and nobody, every time there's a suggestion that they tear it down or build another one, it's like they burn the city down.
Yeah. You can't.
Nah. And it'll fall down before they rebuild it or do anything with it, because the fans won't hear for it. They won't stand for it. Didn't that happen with Wrigley Stadium, too, though, in Chicago? Is that, I forgot what happened. They tried to tear it down. They didn't. I think I remember that. Correctly. All right, anyway, well, that's the story from Beantown at 48 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
There's no part of our bodies that put in more work than our feet. And with all that work, your feet can start to ache. But luckily, there's relief for our overworked feet. Skechers ArchFit footwear for men and women. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to design a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all-day comfort. They used 20 years of data and over 120,000 unweighted foot scans to create a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. See all the styles of ArchFit footwear for men and women at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three past the hour now. This is DJV Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and questions for Dr. Ken. Let's start with a question about knee replacement surgery. I know there are a lot of people in my age group and younger who, for whatever the reason, had problems with their knees. And I think back to when I was younger and you were younger, Ken. Knee replacement surgery, you never heard anything about it. Now, it seems to be one of the most commonplace. You know, it used to be hip replacement, but now it's knee replacement. But I've not heard from one person who had it that was actually satisfied with it a year or two into the experience. So what info should you pass along to our listeners about knee replacement surgery?
They need to find a different surgeon than the ones that your friends are using. One of the amazing things that I've noticed is how I'm using my time these days. One of the things cardiologists commonly do is they clear patients for surgery. Often when you have surgery, you have any history of heart disease, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist wants a cardiology clearance, making sure that you're at low risk or minimizing the risk for having your surgery, and especially the anesthesia. And I, in the last year have gotten a lot of clearance requests for these knee replacements in people over age 80, and this is becoming a very common thing, and the ones that I'm seeing are doing remarkably much better than they would have done 10, 20 years ago when the results like you're describing for the octogenarians were occurring. But now they're getting back on the golf course and finishing 18 holes now and really, turning into the $6 million man and woman.
Really? Okay. So, again, perhaps I'm speaking to the wrong people. All right. Let's stick with the older adults for a few minutes. You and I have talked about statins. You prescribed a mild statin for me. It has apparently another effect, and so people are wondering what else could they use. I remember we talked about this once before, but are statins good for anything else other than helping with cholesterol?
Well, the news this week in the medical journal Neurology is that older adults, this is usually in medical research over 65, I'm sorry to say, older adults using statins actually have reduced risk of Parkinson's, Doug.
Really? So, wow, that's a... Parkinson's has become more and more of a problem, too, hasn't it?
That is correct. And the thought in this, I thought you were going to ask me, like usual, why is that?
Well, I was about to ask you, frankly,
This is the one where we actually have a good idea of the mechanism in the study. I'm just kidding, Doug, because Doug loves the mechanism, and many of these studies don't tell you yet the mechanism, and more research is needed. But in this one, the mechanism thought to be playing or the big role is that the statins reduce the risk of atherosclerosis in the brain, and this decrease in atherosclerosis is what's providing better blood flow and decreasing the risk of Parkinson's.
Okay, so why wouldn't this apply? Here's the next question, thank you. Why wouldn't this apply to other brain problems like the aforementioned Alzheimer's, dementia? Why wouldn't the same thing be true of those problems? Because they're related, all three of these, right?
Well, the studies on statins and Alzheimer's is mixed, and it's one of those things that needs more work, and there are people who believe that the statins lower the risk of getting Alzheimer's because of the exact same mechanism decreasing the effects. And then there are some studies that show that there's a direct effect where statins might have in a small number of people some cognitive issues. And this is very hard to tease out because cognitive issues become more common as people get older, and the people who are taking statins tend to be older. So this is an area that's hard to untangle, and you need to figure it out on an individual basis. And I can't tell you anything clearer there other than that there was actually another study this week in the journal. The studies, what you're talking about, called Alzheimer's and dementia, that looked at blood sugar and cholesterol issues in people in their 30s. And when these were uncontrolled, the blood sugar and cholesterol in people in their age 30s, there was a much higher risk of getting Alzheimer's later in life. So the bottom line is, even in your 30s, you got to get the blood sugar and cholesterol under good control. If it means going on a statin or doing something, certainly first line is diet and exercise, but talking to your doctor, seeing what your targets should be for blood sugar and cholesterol and getting them down to targets, dramatically lowering the risk later in life of getting Alzheimer's.
Questions
out of the medical journal.
For Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen here at 53 past. Whoops. Let me do the tag again, Bob. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug here at 59 past the hour on DJV Health.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.